USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
A day after Notre Dame Cathedral was gutted by fire, French President Emmanuel Macron is committing to rebuilding the landmark within 5 years. Macron made his pledge in a televised address that was translated into English.
French people, men and women, and all you, also foreigners, those who love France and Paris, what I'm telling you that I share your sorrow, and I also share your hope.
Bill Cosby's insurance company has settled another lawsuit filed by a female accuser a week before the imprisoned comedian was set to give a deposition in the case, prompting Cosby to call the insurer complicit in a scheme to destroy him. New York has passed a congestion tax charging motorists who drive in the downtown area in an effort to cut back on gridlock and pollution. Now Los Angeles, San Francisco, Philly, Boston, Seattle, and Portland are all considering similar fees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheet Special, use my promo code USA.
The measles outbreak in Rockland County, New York, continues to grow despite an uptick in the number of newly vaccinated residents. So public health officials issued an order that those who have measles, have been exposed to measles, or who are unvaccinated, not leave their house for up to 21 days.
The individual is prohibited from going out or being present at any place of public assembly for the period of time that is determined, with exceptions for medical care, emergency situations, and court appointments.
County Health Commissioner Patricia Schnabel-Rupert says the order carries a $2,000 fine. Dallas police say a man was offered $200 to beat a transgender woman in a recorded attack as a crowd gathered to holler and watch. A police affidavit released Monday says the woman, Malaysia Booker, accidentally backed into a vehicle before the driver of that vehicle pointed a gun at her and refused to let her leave unless she paid for the damage. Police said a crowd gathered. Someone offered $200 to 29-year-old Edward Thomas to beat the woman. A bystander recorded cell phone video as Booker lay on the ground while men punched and kicked her and others looked on. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
We now know the president's specific plans about a rally he'll hold on the night of the White House Correspondents' Dinner. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Trump's re-election campaign announcing Tuesday the rally will be held on April 27th at Green Bay's Resch Center. As Trump eked out a narrow victory in that state in 2016, the president's bucked tradition, skipping the annual black tie affair in Washington every year since he took office, and recently said he's skipping this year's dinner for the third year straight. He says he'll be holding a very positive rally instead.
Democrats in Congress who want to see the president's tax returns may face a long court battle that could extend into the 2020 presidential election. Democratic Congressman Brad Sherman, who's also a tax law specialist, tells CNN it's also important to make sure the IRS is doing its job well.
It's the only way to enforce the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution and to make sure that the president isn't getting benefits and gifts of millions of dollars from foreign governments. It's also the only way to check that the IRS is following its policy.
Senator Bernie Sanders has released the last 10 years of his tax returns, which show his income crossed the $1 million threshold in 2016 and 17, though he reported less earnings in his most recent return. His 2018 return reveals that he and his wife, Jane, earned more than $550,000, including $133,000 in income from his Senate salary and $391,000 in sales of his book. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.